Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Right before we went on the air, I said I feel like eating a chunky. I haven't had a chunky in a long time. Yeah. For our young listeners,
Google it. Do they still make chunkies?
I think so. It was a little square thing. It had raisins and nuts in it.
Raisins and nuts.
They had a walnut chunky or an almond chunky for a short time. It was in gold wrapper instead of silver. But, that shit was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Listen, if you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, everybody bust, but this is show 305, which would make it our highest numbered show yet.
Yes.
I will want to tell you guys that it's Sunday, and tonight I'm going to the Prudential Center, and I'm going to see Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders in concert with Patty. I'm looking forward
Half
to the Pretenders.
Audience has to Google that, too.
Yes, unfortunately. If you want to follow Gun for Hire Radio on Twitter, it's GUN4HYR, GUN4HYR. If you think that I'm politically incorrect and a real mofo, you should follow my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
I've been banned by almost everyone in the House and
Senate in
New Jersey and the federal government now.
Yeah. And you've been thrown out of Disney a few times.
I've been thrown out of Disney, too. Not that I care. So New Jersey, I got to tell you something. Everybody thinks what happens in New Jersey stays in New Jersey, but obviously it doesn't. And, you know, I learned how to hyperlink again on this stuff, Sandy, but this one, it seems like it's not working
for me.
I don't understand. Some of them work and some not. But, you know, in New Jersey, they don't want us to protect ourselves. They prefer that we don't have any type of right to self-defense. They're trying to claw back now with a lawsuit with Chris Christie for, the changing the wording for justifiable need. They want to make it right now you get issued a carry permit posthumously in New Jersey. After you're dead, they consider whether or not you should have a carry permit. But
we can't have cab drivers and pizza delivery people carrying guns.
Mm. And there was this article in New Jersey 101, which is they're very pro-gun. You know, the leaders of New Jersey Assembly and Senate are planning to sue the governor over his attempt to make it easier for some people to carry a handgun. You know, Loretta Weinberg and company, they think that every pizza delivery driver, cab driver, anyone that works in a dangerous neighborhood will apply for a permit. And, you know, guess what? They should.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely.
And a large number of states, including Texas and Florida, where they visited the last month, allow their citizens to apply for permits. It's 44 states, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. New Jersey has been backwards since 1924. Okay. And it's amazing how many people.
Has it been that long since 1924?
Yeah. It's amazing how many people don't realize, you know, and seem to mind that we're at the mercy of following the law. You know, Evan Knappen's favorite line is, "We're all law-abiding criminals."
Yeah.
And it is so true that we're at the mercy of our elected officials. And Sandy, did you hear about the boy who got suspended with the .22 caliber?
The shotgun bullet.
The family said it was a shotgun bullet. And they called the principal. They put the school on lockdown because of this kid. He brought a shotgun bullet to school. And
that wasn't his first offense.
No.
He was talking about hunting, and he was talking about shooting with his grandfather, who happens to be a cop.
Which is bad, because you can't have it. Now, this kid was, by the way, he was 4 years old, and it was a .22 caliber spent casing. All right. This was in, what was it, St. Louis?
It was in the Midwest.
I'm trying to look it up right now. Well, no, it's not surprising anymore because the snowflakes have taken over.
Yes, they have. Very sad.
And everybody's afraid of their own shadows. They're not afraid of radical Islamic people coming in and, you know, throwing you off a rooftop or forcing you to wear, a burqa or a hijab.
Your head off.
You know, yeah. That's all acceptable stuff. But the problem is that you're a racist. Okay, you're a racist. And so this 4-year-old kid gets suspended for bringing, they called it a shotgun bullet. It was a spent frigging casing. All right. And
yeah,
this
the
is what we're
a little crazy.
This
they?
Is what we're dealing with now every day. But if you're a badass, okay, if you're a badass, we talk about the rifle all the time. I made jokes many years ago. I don't know. Did you see the John Wick movie yet, Sandy?
No, I haven't.
Don't watch it.
No good?
You like animals, right?
Yeah.
Then don't watch
oh,
it,
man,
okay? But I used to joke all the time on Gun for Hire Radio back in the single-digit and double-digit episodes that if you did something to me or my family, I would take the appropriate action. If you hurt my dog, I'd get my AR-15 and kill everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We've talked about that all the time. So, and, you know, AR-15s don't play for a lot of you people that know that. Like, you know, Colonel Jeff Cooper used to say that I carry my handgun to get me to my rifle.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. That is the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And when you use an AR-15 or you use a handgun round, the rate of killing somebody is about 3 to 5% that someone will die when you kill somebody with a handgun.
Seen that in how many dashboard, you know, cop dash cameras that we've seen where, you know,
people get back up.
Yes.
Okay. People get back up. Now, in Oklahoma, there was a home invasion and there was a teenage boy home and three male intruders came into the house with intent to steal. They had gloves on and everything. And the with weapons. And the female driver, Elizabeth Maria Rodriguez, was waiting in the car. Rodriguez, because I've been watching Jose, what's his name? Jorge Reyes from Univision, you know, he says that, you know, it's not our country anymore, it's their country. That's what he said about illegals.
Wow.
So we had Maxwell Cook, 19, Jacob Redfern, 17, and 16-year-old Jay Cobb Woodruff. All three were shot by this teenager on Monday. It was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Broken Arrow. They're all dead. Two died in the house. One died running towards the getaway car in the driveway.
Occupational hazard.
Okay. Black rifles lives matter.
He said, I see a new t-shirt here.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and their military division weapons guard. Check out Gunsitters.com on 831B Route 10 East in Whippany, below the Pancake House and my eye doctor, a.k.a. the eye doctor. If you're moving, going through a domestic, criminal, have someone in your house, your cousin moved in for a couple of weeks and you suspect he might have sticky fingers, drop your guns off at FSS and leave them there so that he doesn't steal them and sell on the street.
Weird analogy.
Happens a lot.
We're drawing from experience, I guess.
Yes, friends and family will steal from you before strangers.
Oh, absolutely. Okay?
So gunsitters.com, if you're in the military, you know someone's in the military who's being transferred or deployed, weapons guard, their military division, will store those guns safely and legally until they get back from their tour, transfer, or deployment. So check out gunsitters.com. Support those who support us. So we had a fatal shooting in Newark last week, and
A 10-year-old boy.
Tragic shooting death of a 10-year-old boy. And so, of course, Mayor Ross Baraka, who's received the... did we talk about this already? We did talk about this.
Right? He's got the all-time record...
For the Horse's Ass Award.
Yeah, for the Horse's Ass Award.
Well, he's calling for stricter gun control laws.
Of course he is.
This is really pissing me off, all right?
And I can guarantee you that was not a... was not a legal firearm.
No, and plus the parents should be, you know, held accountable for it.
Right.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to not secure your firearm, you should be held responsible for what happens to it, not everybody else, your neighbors and the rest of the state.
Now Sandy doesn't like to hear this because, you know, he's a doctor, and I was a doctor once when I stayed into the Holiday Inn Express.
Nice.
But a study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal claimed one child or youth is injured by a firearm daily in Ontario alone.
A bogus study.
And what they found out was the anti-gun researchers admitted to including injuries from non-gun objects in firearm injury data. Okay?
That happens here, too.
All right, of course it does. And again, it's all because of the agenda.
Yes.
All right, nobody wants to be unbiased and collect the data and submit the data like a government agency should be, let's say, or a private entity. So the news was quickly picked up by a number of liberal Canadian media outlets, including the Canadian Public Broadcasting and the Toronto Star. The problem is the study was not accurate, and they lied, and they cooked the books.
And they will continue to repeat that just the same way they do here.
They also defined youth as someone up to 24 years old and 364 days, okay?
Yeah.
So if you were a day before
you're
25,
right.
Correct. So
you're a youth.
So they skewed the data. They fattened the data by calling youths, people up to almost 25 years old. And then what happens is, unfortunately, people read this crap and they believe it.
Of course. Because they're thinking, in their mind, when they're seeing children, they're thinking children. They're not thinking about a 25-year-old man.
You know, and we talk about this. We talk about do gun laws trigger more crime? And there was a study done for that. You know, we know global warming, the books are cooked with that as well. What's his name?
Science is settled.
Yeah. Al Gore the other day said that ISIS and the civil war in Syria is because of global warming.
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He hasn't aged well, by the way.
No, he hasn't, no. Well, he must have spent all his money, so he's really trying to trump up some more money.
And for a guy that tells us that we all have to... be conservative, he definitely eats for like three people.
Right.
Okay. And so, but we're supposed to, you know, cut
well,
back.
You know, I mean, his house on Malibu is costing quite a
yeah.
amount of money.
Are they allowing, are they going to allow refugees in Malibu?
I think so, yeah, according to, you know, I'm sure Al will be there to meet the bus, you know, as they're, it's going to become a sanctuary city.
So this article came from the Peninsula. And
you don't trust it? Qatar?
Yeah, it's from Qatar, the Peninsula. It's Qatar's daily newspaper. But why are they writing this article? Like, what is the agenda? No one in Qatar could have guns unless you're a sheikh or a sheikh or
yeah,
a prince
much.
Or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
But the article was published March 18th, and it was like, do U.S. self-defense laws trigger more crime? Okay.
There's no agenda here.
No. And Washington, when Curtis Reeves shot to death a fellow movie spectator who threw popcorn at him, the altercation took place in Florida.
All right.
So
this is
ground.
Wait. Now he was a retired cop, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So one, and he had a concealed carry permit, right? So one concealed carry permit holder acts like an ass and murders someone. And right away, we broad brush everybody.
Correct. Now, here's my response to the Peninsula, which is Qatar's daily newspaper. They must have more important stuff to report in their shitty country.
With shit blowing up all the
okay.
time.
Okay, did I say think, that yeah. out loud?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, maybe they should publish articles or what will we do when the oil runs out?
Right.
What will we do when the caliphate
right.
forms permanent right. residency
yes.
and Sharia law
yeah.
is
right.
across our own country?
Right.
Maybe they should start doing that. Maybe they should also go back in the history books and write an article. What has Qatar contributed to modern science and technology the past 2,500 years?
Other than 500, it's true.
I await your response.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Okay, but no, yes. they're going to write a hit piece
right.
article
right.
saying that our gun laws, because we allow people to carry, it creates more crime.
Of course.
Okay? I don't see anybody in New Jersey writing about the gun laws in Qatar or in the U.S. for that matter.
Right?
Right.
Because right.
like, there is none because they're not allowed to have guns.
Right.
Because only the rich, the famous, and the military have
oh, wait.
Guns.
Like New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Qatar and New Jersey. Hmm.
They're both kind of peninsula-ish shaped.
This pisses me off when I read shit like this,
yeah.
like from Qatar. Like, really? Mind your business.
They've got nothing to do over there. Well, shit's blowing up all the time.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
All right, so now we got our tech guy looking up our feeds to find, oh, there's pastry on your phone. We have our tech guy looking to see if how many listeners we have in Qatar to expect, you know, pretty nasty.
We're gonna, yeah, I'm going to get some hate mail from
country.
Listen, if you know anybody in Qatar, forward the radio show to them, show 305. I want them to hear what I said.
Not bad enough we've got to get hate hate mail from everywhere else.
I'm not going there the anytime East. Soon.
That's true.
You just mind your business, okay? Mind your business.
I am with you there, my friend.
So this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Ron Sousa has two facilities, one on New Road in Parsippany and one off Changebridge Road in Montville. For as little as $54 a month, you can have a professional environment. I went into a coffee shop the other day, one of those anti-gun barista bars, and there was a guy, like looked like a mason contractor. You could tell by the boots, and his hands looked like, you know, baseball gloves.
In
you
a
know?
Starbucks?
Yeah, he was in a Starbucks with two people, and he was explaining the retaining wall he was going to build.
Oh,
like,
okay.
And I'm like, I look over, I'm like, loser. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're meeting your clients in a Starbucks. Come on, man. Seriously. What does that say about your business?
Very much.
Right. Why don't you just put them in your pickup truck that has the 85 Dunkin' Donuts coffee truck cups on the dashboard and all the paperwork and shit, right?
That's so, right. In a little clipboard.
Correct.
That's true.
So libertyofficesuites.com. Check out Ron Sousa. He also has a meeting room that can hold up to 70 people at the Montville location. So support those who support us.
So we're only 22 and a half minutes into the show, and we've already insulted an entire nation and a whole profession.
I'm not done.
Okay. No, I didn't think
snowflakes
we
are coming next. That's so good. That's I'm not good. Done. So here's an article that was published about for the truth about guns by Johannes Paulson. And it was, will the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act liberate New Jersey gun owners? Well, if you go on to Truth About Guns, they do write some really good stuff. And here's the problem that we have is H.R. 38 is bouncing around. We don't know what it's going to look like in its final version. We also don't know what the companion Senate bill will look like after they both go through committees and then they come back for final approval before they go to the president.
If it's anything like the health care bill, which is now Obamacare, right, I wouldn't hold out any hope for anything else that's happening in this government. I am just so sick and tired of... you know, you elect a guy who's going to shake up Washington, drain this swamp, and be just...
He can't. Let me tell you why. I'm going to get off subject a minute. We'll get back into this. But we all know for 7 or 8 years, the Republicans have been saying, if we could get rid of Obama, we could have a bill. Listen, they don't want one. They're all beholden to the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies.
Right.
They're pissed right now because they can't blame Hillary Clinton for the next 2 years so they can pick up more seats in the 18 elections and then the next 2 years.
So they're going to lose.
They're going to lose big time.
Listen,
the people have spoken, and we are hot.
Right.
All right? And
but we're the only ones. We're the only ones who are hot.
Trump gets it, and it's going to happen again. They're going to get spanked down, I'm telling you. All of these sumbitches, it's a perfect argument for term limits. It's like McCain's been in office since when? 78 or something?
100 years.
Enough already.
Yeah, get out. Move over. They all do. Strom Thurmond, he died there, right?
He was 98 when he retired. Yeah. He died at 100.
Bird, he died in his chair, I think.
You know, so I know how it works. They're just pushing everything back and forth, but they're not beholding to the voters. They're beholden to the special interests.
They care about us.
Correct.
They are there to enrich themselves. And this is what I worry will happen to the firearms legislation, too. All the promises that were made are going to be tossed out the window once the pressure hits and once the machine politic works to do whatever it is they want to do. That, I mean, you're seeing it with healthcare. Obamacare is a nightmare. And the whatever it's called, Ryan Care now,
yes.
A bigger nightmare. This is the solution.
Can't we just have a free market like car insurance?
Yeah, that would fix everything. But they're not going to take that because it's coming from actual, those kinds of legislations are being proposed, but they're coming from real conservatives who are now under attack even
like
by the
Paul's
administration.
S-2-2
Absolutely.
Or whatever
sure.
It is. Yes.
I mean, you've got a physician who knows S-2-2-2. What the hell's going on, who knows all you have to do is just repeal this piece of crap. All right, we're off the subject. But
I'm loving it, but
yeah,
you're right.
But we, this is a show about guns. So
no, because what happened, ladies and gentlemen, any negative stuff that was said about Qatar and who else did I mock?
The Masons.
The Russians did it. Okay, so, all right, the Russians hacked our feed.
That's true, they hacked
okay.
the feed.
Okay, comrade. Okay, we're back now.
Do enter the impression now.
Hi, I love everybody, comrade. Okay, tonight we drink vodka. We eat potato soup.
I just started watching that show, the Americans. Have you ever watched that? I didn't see it yet. We do that. Either Netflix or
Amazon Prime or Hulu.
It's probably Amazon Prime or Netflix because we don't have regular television.
Is it good?
It's actually pretty good. It's back to the 60s, 70s, and you know you hear like Reagan speeches in the background and whatever. It's really kind of cool. Just a it's got kind of nostalgic trip.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So they're talking about H.R. 38 and the truth about guns, and they say Garden State residents would be able to carry a firearm in their home state under a non-residence license issued by another state. Christie, pressed by Scott Bach, changed two words in our justifiable need, and the House and Senate blew up and had emergency sessions. They didn't schedule stuff.
Right.
They did it secretly. There was no hearings, and they approved a bill or a law, they made it into a bill that they could sue the governor now to get those two words changed again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that the House and Senate in Washington is going to pass something and New Jersey's going to stand by for it, you're sadly mistaken. Look what's happening with the travel ban with these activist judges from the Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit.
Right.
We are done, okay?
Oh, done.
And I want to feel positive about it. I think ultimately we will have national reciprocity, but it ain't no slam dunk, all right? So everybody just better, because if there's compromises, they're going to cut us out first. They're going to cut the six shit states out of it.
Right.
We'll have almost national reciprocity.
Yes.
Okay? Close but no cigar national reciprocity.
Because the safe states, we know that, the gun laws are so tough. That's why Newark and Camden are such a safe, wonderful place.
Exactly, because guns are banned there.
Yeah, of course.
So, I love to look at all of the input and comments when people write about it. This could happen. That could happen. Listen, if it gets to the president's desk, you think you saw protesters in pink pussy hats? Wait until the gun issue is addressed.
Oh, my God. They'll be apoplectic.
Okay. Apoplectic. Yeah, I mean,
it's going to be great to see, though, wouldn't it?
You will be shocked at what will go on. People will freak out. Okay.
Yeah.
They will freak out. And it's coming, though. It's definitely coming. Now, this article came to me from one of our listeners, and it's from New Jersey Patch, which is an alternate media news patch. There's patches in all different communities and stuff, and they don't have any printed stuff. And it was, how dependent is the Garden State on the gun industry? Not much, all right? Amid reports that gun and ammo sales in the United States have dropped under the Trump administration, which they have because people get comfortable. But here's the deal. If you want to know why the NRA and our politicians federally could give a crap about us, this came from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, which the range
is
a
the
member.
Real gun
yeah,
lobby.
Yeah, we are the real gun. Well, they've been sold out too. But the NSSF, says that New Jersey is the 48th in gun ownership rate in per capita. So we're number 48 out of 50 states. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're 48, yes. We're also 49th in NICS background checks. Okay. who's 50?
Yeah.
Rhode Island?
All right. Yeah, exactly.
No,
right.
D.C. Right. Probably.
Probably D.C., yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, because it wouldn't be.
Then.
Oh, it's not a state, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's just a tax haven.
That tax haven.
For crackhead mayors.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the 36th gun control contributions to congressional members per capita. 36th gun control. We're the 44th gun rights contributions to congressional members per capita.
Well, that's so, pretty close, though.
Yeah, but what? So 44 to pro-gun.
Yeah.
Congressmen and senators, you think they give a shit about us?
Yeah, they don't care.
All right, we're done. All right?
Yeah, they don't
So
care.
The firearms industry creates 300,000 jobs in the United States with more than $51 billion in economic impact, according to the NSSF. That's not chicken feed, actually, all right? But, however, the nationwide growth hasn't taken hold in the Garden State. All right? This is no surprise. We're 50th in firearms industry jobs per capita.
Well, don't we have all we
Henry,
have is Henry? That's right.
We have Henry and Kimber makes rifle barrels in Ridgewood, New Jersey. That's all
Do
I
they
know.
Still,
yeah, that's all. I was there 2 weeks ago. I was in Ridgewood and I passed the facility and there was 10 cars in the parking lot. So, listen to me. So we're 50th in firearms industry jobs. So that's all we have, right? Is Henry. And barrels by Kimber.
Well, who would want to locate here?
Correct, because not only do you have to deal with the ATF, you have to deal with the state police.
Right.
And the state police have a bajillion laws. My friend Mike Ficini, FIMS Manufacturing, is working on some stuff. When we come back, I'm going to tell you.
Wow.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
What's going on? Can I talk?
You can talk.
This segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. Carlos is going to be on the show next week. County Line Firearms is also on Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. They just got a big sign, by the way. They got a huge sign front, so it's easy to find. They share a building with a check cashing facility. Sherry Spivak from Soul Group works there a few days a week. Carlos does great things. He's a boutique gun store, very personable. So go out and check out CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. So we're 50th in industry jobs per capita. We're 49th in total firearms industry output per capita because of Henry. We're not 50th, okay?
Yeah.
We're 49th in total taxes paid by firearms industry per capita. So we're insignificant. We're like a speck of dust on a gnat's ass in the firearms industry.
What is New York? Is New York?
It's not listed. This article from Patch was just
New Jersey.
Well, New York, you had Remington, you had Colt, you had a few other. New York is probably, I would say probably in the 20s, maybe. Even though Cuomo wouldn't admit it, what's his name? Harpo Cuomo. So you wonder why no one shows us any respect.
Yeah.
But when you own a business, my buddy Mike, he got all of his licenses, class 7, class 8, class 3, whatever, to manufacture. And the ATF doesn't care what he does, short barrel rifles, you know, suppressors, whatever, to sell military, you know, privately out of state or whatever. And then the state police come and tell you, you can't make that here. You can't make that. But the ATF said, good, you're under federal, you could, but state, we trump you because blah, 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 blah. You can't do it. So he's basically screwed.
Yeah, you can't have state. You can't have it both ways, right?
But, like, he could make parts and ship them to Pennsylvania and assemble them there and then sell them.
Could he make the part here? I mean, say for an SBR, he could make the part and just ship it over to Pennsylvania and assemble it.
Correct. So that's why you don't have any manufacturer here. So between that and the past 45 years of liberal progressive politicians, we're screwed in New Jersey. Absolutely. I hate to say it, but, you know, for you people that think our 2A groups don't do enough, it's amazing what we, in a combined effort, us pro-gun people, everybody listening to this show, and, you know, the armchair warriors and the people, the keyboard commandos, and the people that have gone to Trenton with us to speak, it's amazing what we've managed to maintain.
Right.
For the past 25, 30 years, you know. So now when we get a Murphy as governor, it's not going to be good.
No, it's not going to be good at all. It's not going to be good. And what's interesting, too, even our statistics, our broadcast and show statistics, I mean, broadcast is one thing, but the podcast statistics, when you look at how small our New Jersey audience is compared to the rest of the world, I mean, it's only maybe, I don't know, 20% of the show. And you would and we started out to be a Jersey-centric show, figuring that everybody in Jersey would be, who would care other than the people in New Jersey. But it's amazing how we carry more in the state of Virginia, almost 10 times listenership in Virginia than we do in New Jersey. It is sad.
It's sad.
And we see it every time we have a march on Trenton, or any time some issue happens, it's the same damn people there. It's the same 2,500 people who show up.
We do all the heavy lifting. Yes. Scott Bach says that all the time. And then the other thing that pisses me off is we have the smaller 2A group in New Jersey that attacks the biggest 2A group in New Jersey.
Sure, yeah.
So that just helps us all with solidarity
Course.
So
when the antis are fine, they hang together.
Correct. Even if they have small disagreements, they hang together.
Right.
I mean, women's rights marches in the United States, they're wearing a hijab, a man-mandated form of suppression and woman torture.
Where you must walk 4 feet behind me at all times. And that's women's rights.
But they still get together.
Yes.
And they petition together.
Of course they do.
So in New Jersey, no. We have 2A group attacking another 2A group because they don't like the way they're doing something.
Right.
And they do it publicly so that the antis and our enemies can see it.
Right. And they win all the
time. Every time.
All the time.
Every time they win, which is really sad when you think about it. But what are you going to do?
I can't do anything about it. That's what you do.
Don't move here. I want to talk a little bit about snowflakes. And this Drexel professor, the one that called for white genocide, by the way.
You better duct tape your eyes because you're going to lose it.
This guy, he's in Pennsylvania, Drexel University. He was waiting for a flight, and he saw a citizen give his first-class ticket to an active military soldier to switch seats. He said, you sit in my first-class seat, I'll sit in coach. You'll deserve it. Some bitch tweeted that this is his name is George Giacarillo, whatever. Some guy gave up his first class seat for a uniformed soldier. People are thanking him. I'm trying not to vomit or yell about Mosul. Let me tell you,
this guy has got a long history on Twitter of being anti-American, and all he talks about is the white genocide.
Who secures his freedoms for him to open up his smug faced mouth?
And his $200,000 a year salary at Drexel.
And he's probably hitting on the juniors and seniors too, the girls, our guys. I don't care which one he does, allegedly. Right after he posted that, he locked his Twitter account because I wanted to send him a message too. But this is what pisses me off about what's going on with progressives and the left now. if we had open borders and we had no military and no laws, do you think it is going to be chocolate milk and unicorns?
Yeah, right.
Do they really think that that's what's going to happen? No, we are going to rise to the lowest level.
Oh, of course.
Okay?
It always brings it down to the lowest level.
Yes, it will be total anarchy, okay?
Right.
Let me tell you something, George. If I saw you, I'd slap that smug look right off your face.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You'd be spitting chiclets when I got done with you. What does that soldier have to do with your political opinions?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And that's the smugness of the left that pisses me off.
Well,
okay?
You know what gets me is you cannot talk about freedom of speech and then try to suppress speech at the same time.
Correct. You know what they are, Sandy? I got this from Patty, by the way. They're emotional hemophiliacs.
Well, it's true.
You like that?
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, I like that. It's absolutely true.
You stealing it or no?
No, I'm not going to steal it.
Come on.
It's from Patty. She'll kick my ass.
Okay, I think she stole it from somebody.
Okay.
So,
but still.
But this happens all the time. Now, here's the thing I got for you. Listen to this. There's a new website, ladies and gentlemen. You got to check it out. ProfessorWatchList.org.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I
okay?
love that. Yeah.
This outs professors that are calling for white genocide, that are calling for Sharia law, that are saying that we're all with white guilt and white prejudice and this thing. It is phenomenal. I went on it, all right? All different professors.
It's amazing how many professors are. Well, it's really not amazing how many professors.
Correct.
Are.
He wrote, like here's John Weens, a professor in Arizona. He is a professor in the University of Arizona, scholar of extinction and evolutionary biology. Weens joked that Donald Trump should kill himself over his climate and environmental policies.
Because the climate is the number one threat to America.
Correct.
It's more
climate change.
Yeah, climate change. That's
here. John Traphagen, a professor of religious studies at the University of Texas, Austin. All right. He wrote that in a column, he wrote that Americans are unable to handle gun ownership. The U.S. should curtail or eliminate the ability to purchase guns and prohibit many forms of gun ownership.
We're unable to handle it.
Yes.
We have for 200 some years.
No. You're ignorant. Okay.
Oh, that's true.
So these guys go on and on. And you got to look at it. It's ProfessorWatchList.org. Okay. It's amazing. This guy, John Zasloff, is a professor of law at the University of California, L.A. Zasloff was caught on social media in January stating that Republicans were catering to their KKK core of old, angry, white Southern men with reactionary views on race.
Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing how it got completely flipped around when the Democrat Party has such deep ties? They created the KKK. Senator Byrd was what do they call him? The Grand Poobah, what the hell he was of the KKK.
The Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler.
Right, exactly. So if you trace every Jim Crow law, it is always to the Democrats. The Republicans were the ones who freed the slaves. We forget this. The Democrats are the party of racism. Have been, look it up, study it. It's just the way it is. But for some reason, we've allowed that to be hijacked. Not to say that I'm a Republican, because I'm not.
How about this guy? A girl, Joy Kariga, assistant professor. This is the title, Sandy. Listen to this. Assistant professor of rhetoric and composition at Oberlin College.
Boy, somebody is paying to send their kids to be educated by this. Now, we're probably majoring in shit like this.
Remember,
where else outside?
How are you going to get a job
right,
in rhetoric
exactly.
and composition? You got to go right to a university.
Right. What else could you possibly do, you know, other than not work for the rest of your
now,
life?
Now, if people are familiar with the Charlie Hebdo terror attacks in Paris a few years ago, they drew Muhammad. And
right.
So the radical Islamics went in and killed everybody in the office, okay? In these posts and social media posts, Joy Kariga placed the blame for the attacks on Israel and Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Okay.
Okay. You can just
what alternate universe do these people live in?
I don't know. But oh my God, this I don't even know what this guy wrote, but I got to read it. You ready? Julio Cesar Pino is an associate professor at Kent State University. They never had any problems there.
No, not at all.
Four dead in Ohio. Okay. faced investigation by the FBI for connections to ISIS. He is strongly anti-Israel and calls Israel the spiritual heir to Nazism. And he's teaching your kids, ladies and gentlemen. ProfessorWatchlist.org.
Still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square. Open the lid and drop the shit bag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shit bags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shit bags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shit bags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
Spell Qatar. G-U-I-T-A-R.
I knew this was coming.
I'm asking for a friend.
Just for yes. There's electric guitars and
so listen to me. This is from Brian Goldberg. This is huge. I can't read this whole thing, but he apologized. I'm sending the wrong email, but after searching through several websites, he finally found me. My name is Brian. I had the pleasure of meeting you a few times at Gun for Hire, and each time we had a pleasant conversation that's always left me leaving the range thinking all positive. I'm 30 years old. I grew up in a household that was not anti-gun, but I didn't include any family or close friends who owned any. We were from a privileged area of North Jersey, so the topic of owning or shooting just did not exist. He got into shooting with friends 5 years ago. He went to Cherry Ridge, shot 22s. He got his Utah CCW from Gun for Hire, and now he's known by his friends as the gun guy. Luckily enough, no one around him tries to convince him that guns are bad. Thank God. So he's emailing for two reasons. The first is a sad story. He's the owner-operator of a youth sports program where we travel around the U.S. playing in tournaments. In a few weeks, I will be taking two of my top teams to Atlanta, Georgia. I spoke with my parents to let them know I will be taking my handgun with me, and they seemed a little surprised and concerned, even though they know I am a safe firearms person. Have my CCW, which is honored in that state, and did my research. He did the TSA research and everything, all right? He told them how obviously dangerous Atlanta is, how I'll be walking around with two dozen young girls, and that I have every right to protect myself and them. I even tried to explain that it is common to carry with their perception is though their perception is skewed growing up in New York and New Jersey, correct? Yep. We're closet gun owners, and we feel like we're pedophiles, you know, like because we own guns.
Like we've got the mark of Cain.
Correct. So I believe, I love that. I believe their concerns are more with parents finding out and not wanting. Don't let their parents find out, okay? It was terrible to hear thinking like this, but that's how it's perceived around me. Join the club. Listen, tell your parents, like a fire extinguisher, better to have it and not need it than not have it and need it. That's all I can say. It's very hard. Next time, don't even tell them.
Yeah.
All right. You're better off just keeping it on the down low.
Like the rest of us, though. Yeah.
And now he's been listening to the show 2 months now. The only thing he doesn't like, it's only once a week. Get over it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can just barely do once
a
week.
No.
I do pre-production. Sandy and his minions do post-production. I got to look at his ugly mug every week to tape this show. Got to find guests. Got to find stories. Once a week is beautiful. We might switch to once a month, Brian, now that you brought it up. Okay. He says, since listening, he's learned
You know how we handle criticism on this show.
Exactly.
We
Dave
do more
Kaufman
of it.
Knows about that.
Dave Kaufman knows very well.
The only thing I do not like is once a week. All right, since listening, he's learned a lot about the industry, 2A, politics, and firearms in the U.S. and the great state of New Jersey. Yeah, right. Even before the election, I had no interest in politics, but being a gun owner now has changed my thought. I know, that's I'm a single-issue voter. I hate being that way, okay? He likes buying guns. He likes shooting them. And of course, he likes to share his love. That's our job, Brian. As Sandy says, each one, reach one, okay? And he's, you know, after listening to your show with the thoughts on all new shooters, I felt it was time to do my part. Though I don't plan on shoveling my thoughts and love for firearms down their throat, I'd like to give everyone who's willing an opportunity. And, you know, he's going to take 2 people a month. This is a beautiful thing. Get them, help them with their FIDs, get them to join the NRA. Mm-hmm. And he's turning his hobby into a love. Listen, he says, thank you and your colleagues for helping turn my hobby into love, a love into passion, a passion into a lifestyle. Brian, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Now, I was going to give some driving safety tips today, but Walter Haas sent me some. He says, seriously, there are only 2 things needed to drive effectively in New Jersey, a horn and a middle finger.
That's very true, yes.
For those of you who live in New Jersey, who have lived here, these things may come as no surprise. For those who haven't traveled here before, beware, be prepared, be afraid, be very afraid. Okay, you first must learn to pronounce the big city names. Newark rhymes with fork. If you're in Delaware, it's Newark.
Right.
Okay? But in New Jersey, we have Newark. Now, Trenton is pronounced Trenton. Okay? It's not Trenton. It's Trenton.
Unless you're from Trenton.
Correct.
Then it's Trenton.
And he wants you to know, Walter wants you to know, the morning rush hour is from 5 a.m. to noon.
That's true.
And the evening rush hour is from noon till 7 p.m.
It's pretty much it.
Friday's rush hour starts Thursday morning.
That's very true.
Okay.
Unless you live anywhere near the shore area, then it starts on a Wednesday afternoon.
Walt says the minimum acceptable speed on the turnpike is 85 miles per hour.
That's right.
On the parkway, it's 110.
Right.
Anything less is considered sissy. Just ask the former governor.
And if you're going to do 35 miles an hour, drive in the center lane or the fast
lane.
Please. Yes.
But there was a joke there. He goes, anything less is considered sissy. Just ask the former governor. Corzine's SUV
rolled. It did.
He was speeding on the parkway.
Well, not him, but.
No. Forget the traffic rules you learned elsewhere. Jersey has its own version of traffic rules. For example, trucks with the biggest tires go first at 4-way stops. Cars and trucks with the loudest mufflers go second. However, in Monmouth and Burlington counties, SUV driving, cell phone talking moms always have the right of way. If you actually stop at a yellow light, you will be rear-ended, cussed out, and possibly shot.
It's true.
Number 6, never ever honk at anyone unless you know you can easily outrun them. Seriously, it's another offense that'll get you shot.
That's for sure.
Okay? Road construction is permanent and continues in all of Jersey. It's so true.
On every road.
Every road. Detour barriers and arrows are moved around for your entertainment pleasure during the middle of the night to make the next day's driving a bit more exciting. He wrote, watch carefully for road hazards such as drunks, dogs, barrels, cones, Pennsylvania driveways, drivers, rubberneckers, and shredded tires, cell phones, deer, and other roadkill. And in the summer, the homeless feeding on any of these items. Okay? Also, look out for DOT road crews who are busy, question mark, turning potholes into speed bumps.
It's true. They always overfill the damn things. I don't understand why.
He wrote, MapQuest does not work here. None of the roads are where they say they are, or go where they say they do. And all the Turnpike Easy Pass lanes are moved each night, once again, to make your commute more exciting. If someone actually has their turn signal on, wave them to the shoulder immediately to let them know they have accidentally activated it. If you are in the left lane and only driving 75 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, you are considered a road hazard and will be flipped off accordingly. Do not try to estimate travel time. Just leave Monday afternoon for Tuesday appointments. By noon Thursday for Friday appointments, and right after church on Sunday for anything Monday morning. Yield signs coming off a freeway actually mean speed up, squeeze in, and good luck. Safe driving, Walter Haas. So, trip planning, April 7th. Wilderness First Aid, April 8th and 9th. Urban Pistol 1, April 23rd. Hemorrhage Control, April 23rd. Protective Pen, got to take that class, April 29th. CPR AED, April 30th. Holster Draw, May 17th. I'm off across the pond after the show.
That's true.
Cheerio. Chip Chip and all that gate crap.
Well, we're still going to be on the air, even without you. What's your Twitter account, Gun?
G-U-N, number 4, H-Y-R. G-U-N, number 4, H-Y-R, biatches.
And you can reach us on Facebook at Gun for Hire Radio on Facebook. Remember, guys, each one reach one. It looks like the clock on the wall is saying that you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, be safe. We will see you again next week. And Anthony will be phoning in from somewhere across the pond in Winston Churchillville. Or smoking cigars, right? Smoking cigars. Great. And speaking of Winston, it's time to wake up, Winston. 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 Oh, my goodness. You've got the life of Riley, kid. I really wish everybody could see you sleeping upside down. Time to say goodbye, Winston. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. There we go. All right. Good boy. See you guys next week. To the shadow.